There've been a number of accidents in this location, and there've been a number of people knocked down. And actually, as you're speaking here, there was an elderly lady knocked down this morning at 9 o'clock on that road. But thankfully, she wasn't taken to hospital. She was actually taken to somebody's house. Like, we've been asking road service for the last number of years to actually look at the possibility of a zebra crossing, and they've come back to us on at least two occasions and said there's no need for zebra crossings at that location.
As you're aware of it, when is the last time the road service actually surveyed that road? Because if the road is becoming increasingly busier, as you're suggesting, it could well be that the traffic numbers now are slightly different to what they were when the road service last formally tested it.
Yes, that's right. And I have sent a letter to road service asking for an hour site meeting to look at the possibility of them looking at some safety aspect for that area. Now, there is a Pelican crossing a number of yards up the road, but it's this area where we're talking about. If the people, you know, knows it's a Chantella house there, and there's a shopping complex, and there's the Risk Course stores, and it's at that point from the entrance, the junction of Cairn Hall to Deansford Crescent, that is the area where these accidents are happening all the time.
Are there issues of speeding there as well? Is driver behaviour a contributing factor to these problems?
Not so much that. It's just a heavy volume of traffic, and then because of the shopping area and one thing and another, cars are parked along each side of the road. You know, if you're coming out of the complex to go on the Racecourse Road, turning right, you have a difficulty to see what's coming up. All of that aspect has to be taken into consideration whenever we meet road service.